Today, we invite you to feel your way into a topic that we're presenting in this upcoming series of conversations that we're calling Relaxing into Your Wealth and Well-Being. The way we define wealth and well-being is actually quite simple. Wealth, of course, is obvious. It's the manifesting form of abundance, and likely in cash, dollars, pounds, or euro. But well-being is literally everything else. Well-being is not only your body and its well-being, but it's also your relationships and how those are quite functional, delicious, and delightful, and perfect indeed. But it's also how you're interacting with the rest of your physical reality. So that takes everything else into account, such as the ways in which you're exercising your creative self-expression, or the ways in which you're just gallivanting about the countryside. We're inviting you to relax into your wealth and well-being because your wealth and well-being is established. It's not something you're going to achieve. Like everything else we can talk about, you don't achieve anything. You can amplify it, and you can certainly relax into having more of it. And that's what we're suggesting. That's the point of this series of conversations. As we go through the week, we will be inviting you to pay attention to what we're saying and then notice the contrast that arises, because it will be your questions about this relaxing into wealth and well-being that will be quite delicious indeed. The contrast that arises where you say, but I don't feel that way, but that's not happening for me, will be very powerful. So in this series, one of the things we will most likely be talking about, because of course we never really know, we just lay it out and then the conversation tells us what to converse, tells us what to say. But in this series, we are likely going to be talking about how the establishment already done, because of your imagining and intending of wealth and well-being in ways that are beneficial, delightful, and delicious to you, because this is already established, when you are trying to get there, you're pushing it away. Relaxing into the wealth and well-being that is yours, already done, amplifying, yes, becoming more of itself, most definitely. Your relaxing into it makes it easier to have. Some of the contrasts we expect to see come up, we don't know, but perhaps, will be the idea that if you are going to give up like that, you're going to be lost. Because the idea of fighting against what you want is very intrinsic to your culture. It doesn't make any sense metaphysically, but it does seem to make sense, a great deal of sense logically. Because if you're not fighting for something, then you can't get it. Because after all, it's a limited quantity and limited resource. And you need to establish your need for it and make it happen. None of this, of course, is true. But it certainly is a point of contrast that may very well come up. We invite you to join us for this series of conversations. We invite you to join us for the conversations themselves. We also invite you to join us for the questions that you may have, the points of contrast that arise. Because in this series, the contrast is going to be where the juiciness is, no question. So we look forward to interacting with you on this topic of relaxing into your wealth and well-being. We look forward to all of our interactions with you, to the questions you bring to the table, to the conversations that will arise, that will stimulate the questions. And until the time we do connect with you, we bid you a very fond farewell.